It's Hospice Vision time here on Radio Pulpit. Thank you for joining us and tuning in on this Sunday morning. Today we've got our CEO for Hospice Vision, Dr. Anna-Marie Oberholzer. Anna-Marie, welcome. It's great to have you in the studio once again.
Thank you, Peter. Wonderful to be here.
There's something new on the horizon, I believe, that hospital chaplains would be interested in.
Yes, it's very exciting. We're going to start with a qualification. We're all in the process of negotiating and getting everything ready. And we would like to start to develop a qualification for hospital chaplains, to train hospital chaplains.
So is they that can get SAQA accredited?
SAQA accredited qualification. At the moment, we're looking to have it registered at QCTO, that's the Quality Council for Trades and Occupations. It's very exciting. The NQF level, we still need to determine that, to see whom it will be accessible. But like I said, it's all in the process, but it's very exciting.
I can imagine. What does it involve?
Hospice Vision is, as you know, rendering spiritual support and counseling and care to patients in hospital. And we are the only organization working with the Department of Health to render these services. But overseas, they have hospital chaplains in all the hospitals. For instance, in the United States, the hospital chaplains started in the early 1900s. And the roots is in the Christian churches and Christian organizations who realize the need for spiritual support and pastoral counseling for patients. And it also was started as volunteers. And that is what Hospice Vision at the moment is doing. We have our volunteers who's working in the hospitals. And last year, we had a workshop with the Department of Health, where officials and also the MEC of Health in Gauteng were involved within the workshop. And we had discussions, and it came out that the major problem for support in hospitals and for getting chaplains in hospitals is specifically the training and the certification. To have them certified at a recognized professional organization, to have control over the training and the work that the hospital chaplains are doing.
So what we're concerned about, I believe this is valid for training of pastors as well, is that you have people doing like counseling and visits in hospitals, and then they do all sorts of funny things that offend people and so on. I don't believe a chaplain would really do that, but he does need training.
Definitely, definitely. And we've got quite a number of exciting modules that we're planning. There's going to be an introduction. That's at the moment, Hospice Vision has got a course, Spiritual Care and Counseling for the Sick. So all our volunteers must do that specific course, and it gives you the background of how to work with patients in hospital. But then we go further. We have a module on ethics and professional standards, which are looking into ethical considerations specifically to healthcare, where often in an ethics committee of a hospital, they like to involve pastors, and then definitely the hospital chaplain will be involved in the ethics committee. But they need training for that. Pastoral counseling and communication skills, that's the most important thing, because that's the work that they do. They must counsel patients. They work with patients and communicate with patients and also be an advocate between the patient and healthcare staff and the patient and the family and the healthcare staff. Religious literacy, cultural awareness. Obviously, these chaplains must work with people from all faiths, all cultures, different diverse spiritual and religious perspectives, and they must be trained to be able to work with those people. Medical context, healthcare systems, to get familiar with medical terminology, with the practices in the hospital, so they know what the patients are going through and how illness also influence the human being, a person, and their reaction to it. Then we also have a module on holistic care and support for sick and vulnerable children. It's also one of the hospice vision courses currently. And it's important there to look at the stages of development, the experience of illness and hospitalization, how children experience it, communicating and working with children. And then we also look at children with disabilities and also palliative care and end-of-life care for children. We've currently got a trauma counseling course. It will also be a module for crisis intervention and trauma support. Very interesting module also is the physical, emotional, and spiritual pain that we're going to look at. And there's so many studies, research, finding the link between physical, emotional, and spiritual pain. Pastoral care specifically for HIV and AIDS. Then end-of-life care, palliative support. We also have an addressing spirituality and palliative care course for hospice vision at the moment. So that will also become a module feeding into the course for chaplains. Self-care and resilience for chaplains, building resilience in demanding healthcare environments. That's very important to equip chaplains so they are able to work in the healthcare environment. Leadership management, if we're starting this as a new program, obviously they need to establish new programs. They need to take the lead and have that management skills. We have mandatory modules, and we're not sure. We're still determining how many modules we'll need for the mandatory modules. But then there'll also be elective modules that people can choose. And that would be modules like substance abuse and addiction, specific kinds of therapy like logotherapy, how to work with specific principles and techniques of logotherapies developed by Viktor Frankl, and then debriefing strategies for healthcare staff and volunteers. So, yeah, it's quite
encompassing.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yes, and we've got a lot of people also already involved who will help us, different individuals. So it's not just Hospice Vision is going to develop this. We've got different professionals and academics from different universities involved who will help us.
Now, will this course involve assimilating the existing courses as well? I'm thinking in terms, you mentioned there's spiritual care and counseling for the sick and trauma counseling. Mm. Will the contents of those courses also be brought into this new course?
Definitely, yes. And what is wonderful, if you only want, and everything I've mentioned here will, like I said, be individual modules. So if you heard something here and you said, you know what, I just want to do a leadership course. That's what I feel I need for myself. Or I just want a course on medical context and health cases. You can only do that one course, that one module. Mm. And you still get the Hospice Vision certificate just for that one module, as the courses, our courses are at the moment. Mm. But if you do the acquired number of courses in a specific time, then you will get a certificate, a SAQA accredited certificate, that you've got the qualification as a hospital chaplain.
Is it also accredited with the University of Pretoria?
The individual modules, we will still, because at the moment we work with them, so that's optional. You can still do. We will try and get all the courses accredited at the University of Pretoria, as our current courses are. Yes, and then you can get an extra certificate if you want.
And CPD points?
We will still look at the CPD points. Yes, everything will still go on as we do. There's just going to be a lot more courses, and we will look at all those.
And then just, I think there's a question in the mind of our listeners as well. What are the qualifications that you have to be able to register for the course?
That we still have to determine. I actually want to get this course available for people who do not have matric, but I'm not sure if it will be possible. So that all depends on the specifications from the QCTO that they put forth, and they might decide that a counseling course where you counsel people and work with people, counseling might need a matric certificate. I'm not sure.
If you're looking at NQF-5, that's matric is wanted.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds all very interesting, exciting developments on Hospice Vision side. I must be honest, I am quite blown away about what is happening at Hospice Vision. I've been involved with Hospice Vision for more than 20 years. And to see how it has developed over the years is very exciting. As you say, also, we're all excited about what is happening.
Definitely.
So, and it's under your leadership. So I want to congratulate you on that. And thank you for the hard work that you're putting in.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter.
I've been chatting to Dr. Annemarie Oberholzer, who is the CEO of Hospivision, which is a hospital ministry organization. I want you to just remember that you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and our program, of course, is Hospivision. And now it's time for our devotion, and today I'd like to share with you from Matthew chapter 5, and I'm going to read to you from verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" And the King will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then He will say to those on His left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." And they also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" And He will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." I'm just going to read that far. When Annemarie shared with us about how pastors and hospital chaplains are being trained, I realized that it's sometimes easy to do things that Jesus mentioned in scripture reading. We can, for example, make some soup for a sick person or do the grocery shopping for them. But when it comes to counseling, we need to develop some knowledge and skills. Jesus said that we do what we do to the least of His children, we do it for Him and to Him. There are three questions that we need to ask ourselves. Number one, do I in fact do the things that Jesus talks about in our scripture reading from Matthew 25? Number two, how important is Jesus to me? Is He so important that I would go out of my way willingly to use some of my precious time and energy and resources to do unto others so that I could also do it to Jesus? Number three, what training do I need to be able to do what Jesus expects from me in Matthew 25? If you need help to increase your knowledge and skills to do these things, then there are many short 3-day courses that are presented by Hospivision just for you. I will announce the contact details just after the music that I'm going to play for you. Let's just pray together. Dear Lord, we confess that we are lax and have too many other priorities in our lives, that You are not our main priority. And that is why we don't always do unto others so that we can do it to You. Please help us to get our priorities right and let You have the place of honor in our lives. And we ask that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, why don't you just sit back and enjoy the music that I've chosen for you? Well, that was Breathe On Me by Stefan Kluter and Rihanna Nell. And I trust that you will let God just breathe on you to make all the difference. Folks, there are only two announcements I need to make on this day in January. Yeah, it's within a week it will be February. We've got a course running on spiritual care and counseling for the sick. So if you're interested in counseling people who are sick, this is the course for you. It's also the necessary course for our volunteers who work at Hospice Vision. And it will take place from the 3rd to the 5th of February. So if you're interested, please contact our head office and you can make your reservation. It's an online course, so you can do it within the comfort of your home. And then a little bit on the longer term, we've got a trauma counseling course. That's from the 17th to the 19th of February. It's also online. So you can write that up in diary, your diary, and register so long if you want. Well, that's as far as our announcements are concerned. If you want to contact Hospice Vision, you're welcome to look at our head office. It is 012-329-9492. And you can speak to Luvengo Chikuvele. She's our lady there that has all the information that you might require. And then you can also send an email to Luvengo, and the address there is friend@hospivision.org.za. We also have a website that you can go and have a look at to see what Hospice Vision's up to. We've got so many activities. I'm really proud of Hospice Vision. And the address there is hospivision.org.za. And if you don't have any of these facilities that you can use electronically, you're welcome to send us an ordinary mail, and that'll be P.O. Box 12423, Queenswood 0121. Folks, that's it for today. It was great having you with us, and we trust you enjoyed the interview and found it informative that we spoke to Dr. Anna-Marie. I'm going to play out with Nothing is Impossible by Sumeri. This is Peter Barnard from the Hospice Vision Studio, and I greet you until next week in our Afrikaans program.